North American pirates tend to be on between 0200 to, let's say, 0600 UTC, usually on a frequency in or around 7415 kilohertz. Apparently, that frequency isn't, it's becoming quite heavy traffic-wise. The Voice of America is nearby, and WWCR is nearby, and WEWN is nearby. So stations are actually right now starting to move away from 7415 kilohertz, and they're moving towards 7468 kilohertz. As for CSIC, we've used frequencies between 68 to 6900 kilohertz, 7410 to 7425 kilohertz. We've used frequencies between 7460 to 7550 kilohertz. We've even used 9901 kilohertz, and we do some broadcasting between 1505 kilohertz to 15055 kilohertz. Most of the 19 meter band transmissions are done between, let's say, 1600 to midnight UTC.
And what about the kind of programming you're putting on there? Is that only music, or do you have any other feature program?
Well, we've got quite a number of programs, actually. We always sign on and sign off with the novelty song called Psycho Chicken. Our program consists of fake ads, some obscure music, commentaries, editorials. I also like to make fun of other pirates fairly frequently. We have listener mailbag programs. We have fake science corner programs, things of that nature. So our programming is actually quite varied. We don't just play a lot of music.
Why do you think there is a need to be on the air as a pirate radio station? Isn't that easy to get a license in your country, or aren't there any station in your area which broadcasts the same kind of music you would like to put on the air?
No, unfortunately, a lot of North American AM and FM legal stations are now broadcasting a lot of music from the 50s and 60s, 70s and 80s. I find it rather boring stuff for the most part. There are very few innovative legal stations. Some of the ones which do pick up that load, which can be quite innovative, are mostly the college stations. So the reason why I'm broadcasting is they actually wouldn't be that easy for me to get a license. The government wouldn't go for it. So I do what I do as a chance for other people to hear alternate music and alternate programming. I'm not very gung-ho on this golden oldies programming.
And what is the danger if you got caught by the authority in your country?
Well, apparently it would be a $10,000 fine plus confiscation of equipment. However, in Canada, the DOC tends to be much more lenient than the Federal Communications Commission in the United States. The FCC quite regularly busts pirate stations, whereas in Canada, I'd be very hard-pressed to tell you the last time that the DOC raided a pirate radio operation.
So were you visited by the DOC already, or
no,
not
I've
yet?
Never been visited by the DOC. The only time I've heard of the DOC taking action against a pirate station was at the request of the FCC. The station involved was called TNFM and was in the west coast of Canada, out in BC. The DOC simply wrote a letter to the pirate station and asked them to stop broadcasting. And that has been the extent of their action against pirate radio stations in Canada.
Well, of course, here we're speaking about shortwave pirate stations, but there seems to be quite a number of FM and low power, maybe even AM radio station on that part of the world. What is the situation?
Most of the stuff I've been talking about so far has involved shortwave pirates. A lot of FM pirates seem to congregate around New York City in the United States, as well as in, let's say, Los Angeles and San Francisco, the western coast of the U.S., California. I've only ever heard of one Canadian FM pirate station. That was in Ottawa. And that station is only on sporadically. And so actually there are very few AM and FM pirate stations in Canada. As for the United States, during the early 80s, there were quite a number of pirate AM stations broadcasting between 1610 to 1630. There were probably a good 10 or 20 of them. But those frequencies have fallen away in terms of usage. Right now you may hear maybe one, two, or at the most three AM pirate stations around those frequencies, and they operate very infrequently.
Just to give a hint to our listeners, if they wanted to try tuning into any pirates from overseas, from the United States and Canada, what is the frequency you are now on at this moment? Or are you on the air on a different number of frequencies?
Right. Okay, I would suggest listening to 7415 kilohertz, 7465 kilohertz, between 0200 to 0800 UTC. As well, you might want to take a look for North American pirates operating between 15050 to 15055 kilohertz between 1600 to midnight UTC. Occasionally, there will be a few pirates operating around 21 megahertz.
And finally, did you get any response, and do you get any QSL? Is there a way to get any audience response?
Yes, I've actually done quite well with audience response. I offer a number of QSL data sheets. I think I've got roughly between a dozen to 15 different data sheet designs. As well, I offer a rubber chicken for every 50th correct report. Those rubber chickens are quite popular with a number of our listeners. And in fact, we get quite a number of letters of people hoping to be the lucky recipient of a CSIC rubber chicken QSL.
Did you get any letter from Europe?
One letter from Europe actually was from a listener in Scotland who managed to hear us broadcasting at 0700.
And how long have you been on the air?
I've been broadcasting for roughly 3.5 years now. Our first transmission was on April 23rd of 1990.
And the best day is the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, or just any day of the week?
For North American pirates, it tends to be Friday through Sunday nights, as well as on holidays, Christmas, New Year's, Halloween. Halloween is a very good time for people to be looking for pirates.
All right, and if anybody would like to get information from you, can you give us an address where to write to?
Sure. We have two mail drop addresses. We have one in America, so requests can be sent to CSIC, Box 109, Blue Ridge Summit, Pennsylvania, 17214 in the United States of America, or we can be contacted at Box 293, Merlin, that's M-E-R-L-I-N, Ontario, N0P1W0.